This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 18. Why are Americans buying bikes and selling their cars?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In this episode, you'll learn about an alternative to hailing a cab in Boston and New York, and you'll learn about the fastest, funnest ways to get around the city.
So hey Gabby, how's it going today?
Hey Lindsay, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So today we're talking about transportation. So Gabby, how do you actually, so we both live in Boston. Mm-hmm. So how do you get around the city? How do you get around Boston?
I get around mainly by bicycle.
Interesting. And so why do you decide to not take the train or not drive? Like, what's that about?
Well, my bicycle is faster than taking the train. Or actually faster than driving because there's a lot of traffic. Mm-hmm. And as far as taking the train, it doesn't always go exactly where I need to go. So riding a bicycle is more efficient.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And so I bet you save a lot of money. I mean,
I do. Awesome. I do. Absolutely. So I don't have to worry about tickets or parking, which can be a headache in the city.
Yeah. But what do you do in the winter? I mean, today, for example, it's so cold out.
It's
I was dying just walking here.
Yeah. Well, when it's not too cold, I still ride my bicycle. If it's really cold or the weather is bad, I will take a taxi or maybe take the bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not hire a limo, no.
Not hire a limo. Maybe. What about you? How do you get around?
I am always on the subway.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I buy the subway tickets because, I don't know, I just like it. I like walking from the station to my home, and I just like that I have a chance to kind of think through things.
Yeah.
I've been sort of lazy to buy a bike. Like, I've always wanted to have a bike, but I don't know. Sometimes I get lazy.
Well, now in the cities, they have those Hubway bicycles.
Yeah.
Have you tried those?
I haven't tried that yet, but I've heard they're staying open for the winter, which is really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So this is a new thing that's getting started in Boston, New York. So have you tried it? Do you know how to use it?
I haven't tried it because I have two of my own bicycles, so I've never been in a situation where I have to try it, but I've seen a lot of people using them. They seem really popular, easy to use.
And, yeah.
It's like modeled off of some European cities, I think,
like
Amsterdam.
Cool.
Or
that makes sense.
Yeah, because I mean, in the U.S., we haven't been a very bike-friendly culture, I guess. But we're becoming more so because it's just more, I guess, environmentally friendly and fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that brings more tourism, too. I think, like, when people visit here from other cities, other countries, and you want to get around the city in a fun way, you know, it's nice to rent a bicycle.
It's a good way to do that. So if you're looking for that bike program, it's called Hubway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available, like, here in Boston. If you're in Boston, you can find little, like, bike kiosks, right? In front of the public library, in front of, near the subway stations. But I think they also have it in New York, don't they?
They do. I was just in New York and I saw the bikes for rent. It might have a different name in New York.
Right, probably has a different name. Because Hub is a name for Boston.
For Boston,
the Hub.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, awesome. Sounds like a good way to get around.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? It's good exercise too. It makes you feel healthy. Mm-hmm. So.
For sure.
Yeah, just be sure to wear your helmet. You know, there's traffic out there, so
maybe knee
careful.
Pads or elbow pads,
whatever you need to get around. I mean, I think that, like, in European cities, a lot of people grow up riding bikes, and you know, when they're in their early 20s still, like, they do ride bicycles pretty often, and so most drivers are aware of what it means to ride a bicycle. I mean, I read a story about this recently in the news, but it's different in the U.S. because a lot of people start driving young. I mean, I started driving at 15. I got my permit to drive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I know what it's like to ride a bicycle, too, but sometimes there's a divergence between drivers and bikers in terms of sharing the road. And so you just have to be considerate of one another.
Right, especially in the rural areas. So I grew up in sort of a rural part of New Hampshire, and like, and I also started driving at 16. I did driver's ed when I was 15 and a half, and then on my 16th birthday, license, driving with your friends, you're out there cruising, as we call it, right? Yeah. For sure. So in the rural areas, like, you never see people walking or biking. Right. You just don't. Everyone's got a car. 16-year-olds have cars. Mm-hmm. So that's something. But here in the city, I guess it's probably easier because more people are living this urban lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to bike, you're saying?
I think so. Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I think so, too. It's just the distance between where you live and where you want to go is not as far. Like, if you live in Texas, you don't see bikers as much because the distance is just so much bigger.
Definitely.
So much farther.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Interesting. So maybe another episode we'll talk about this idea of driving at a young age.
Having a car at 16.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Right, we'll wrap it up for today, I guess.
Yeah, and we'll talk tomorrow. We'll do Teaching Tuesday, and we'll share some of these phrases, and we'll explain the phrases that we use in this episode.
Yep, so come back and listen tomorrow.
All right, we'll
Thanks,
see you then.
Guys.
Bye.
Okay, so Gabby, what do you think would be the best way for students to use the All Ears English podcast to actually move from the intermediate to the advanced level?
Yeah, a lot of people get stuck at the intermediate level. I know in my own language learning that listening and then reading the transcript of what I just listened to, like a radio program or a podcast, really helped me to push my language skills to the advanced level.
Absolutely. So in order to do that and to actually get more out of this All Ears English experience, where can our listeners go?
Well, you guys can get premium transcripts of all of our podcasts, word for word, what we're saying, if you go to allearsenglish.com/conversations.
And one more time, that's www.allearsenglish.com/conversations. Listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time. Okay, guys, so I guess you're probably wondering what you're going to do with this podcast and how it's going to help you learn English. Well, there's a right way to use a podcast to learn English, and there's a wrong way to use a podcast to learn English, and we don't want you to use the wrong way. So we're offering a free guide, Top 10 Tips to Use a Podcast, this podcast, or other podcasts to become closer to a native, to understand English more like a native speaker and to be able to communicate with native speakers. So go to our website, www.allearsenglish.com/free, and get your free guide. Thank you.